Around 1 million stranded New Zealanders will have a better chance of getting a slot in MIQ after the government announced a relaxation in border controls. From November the 15th, most international travellers will be required to stay in MIQ facilities for 7 days rather than the currently mandated 14. But that may not mean double the number of New Zealanders being able to come home, because many of those spots will be taken up by COVID-positive community cases. Grounded Kiwis organiser Alexandra Burt is with us. Morena.
Morena, Susie.
What's your response to these changes made to MIQ?
Well, for those people who currently have a spot in MIQ, it's great news. It means that rather than 14 days, they only need to spend 7 days followed by 3 days of home isolation. But what it sounds like it's not going to change is the immediate situation for the tens of thousands of New Zealanders who are stranded overseas and are unable to get back. Because like you mentioned, what we're hearing is that these spots that are made available from the shortened time are not going to be made available to overseas returnees coming back. But for home isolation, but community cases in New Zealand to be able to go in and use those spots. So really the news sounds like not a lot changed for the people who are stuck and unable to get back in the next couple of months.
But I guess this is about managing the situation more broadly for the country. Many of these cases are not able, community cases are not able necessarily to isolate safely at home. So it's fairly reasonable to be bringing in this different regime, isn't it?
Yes, in terms of the people that are testing positive and going in to MIQ, completely see the rationale for that. What we don't see the rationale for is people who are travelling to New Zealand who are fully vaccinated, who are coming from places where there is little to no COVID in some cases, if you're thinking of someone who's been stuck in Western Australia trying to get back, why they still need to go into MIQ for 7 days and why they can't immediately from today self-isolate at home. When you look at the risk that they pose to the community compared to the risk, say, of a positive case, and we already know that positive cases are able to isolate at home at the moment. I think there's around 300 in Auckland. So it's about having a proportionate and risk-based approach that accurately assesses the risk that returnees from overseas posed to New Zealand.
Is it that would simply take too much work in terms of looking at the situation? Because, of course, the situation, as we've seen with Delta, can change so very quickly.
Quite frankly, that's not good enough for the government to say it's too much work.
No, but realistically, if someone booked in Australia, to come home in 2 weeks' time, there could well be an outbreak in somewhere like Western Australia. So it does move fast.
Yes, things do change, and that's why in a lot of other countries where they have policies where they look at both the vaccination status and the country of origin, that's assessed on a regular basis to determine whether or not that country is still a low risk, a medium risk, or a high risk country, for example. And that's the kind of approach that we think the New Zealand government should implement, and Grounded Kiwis has put together a self-isolation proposal that categorises countries on that basis and looks at, you know, regularly reassessing the risk that returnees from that country pose and then consequently implementing a proportionate isolation response.
I appreciate your time, Alexandra Burt there from Grounded Kiwis.